Listen to It Fizz. Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, for first aid to fast relief from acid indigestion, headache, and misery of colds, always take Alka-Seltzer. And now, Alka-Seltzer presents the Quiz Kids and the chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly.
Yes, friends, it's time to enjoy another Alka-Seltzer question session with America's famous Quiz Kids. We're going to have a look at news events, past and present, this afternoon, and here's a sample of what I mean. What current event of worldwide significance took place outside Philadelphia in 1752? Now, I'll give you folks at home a hint. There's some high voltage in that question. And while you think about it, we'll have roll call. So here we go. Patrick?
I'm Patrick Owen Conlon. I'm 13 years old and a 1A at Calumet High School in Chicago.
Rennie?
I'm Rennie Templeton. I'm 15 years old and a third year at university.
Penny?
I'm Penny Bergstrom. I'm 12 years old. I'm in the 8th grade at Riley School.
Joel?
I'm Joel Coverman. I'm 14 years old and I'm in 3A at Roosevelt High School in Chicago.
And little Frankie?
I'm Frankie Vanderplug. I'm 6 years old, and I'm in 1A at the Mount Vernon School in Chicago, Illinois.
Well, good for you. Now, kids, let's get back to our first question from Mrs. Helen Wilson of Detroit, Michigan. What current event of worldwide significance took place outside Philadelphia in 1752? Now, we have two hands up, and Pat's hand was first.
Well, I think in 1752, that was the year Benjamin Franklin set out that kite that had the key on it.
That's right.
And the electricity.
That's right. That's very, very good, Patty. Well, that takes care of number one. Now then, John Wilson of New York City wants you to imagine you were on hand in the telegraph office when a war correspondent wired his paper a story in which he quoted a message from an American general. Now, you kids are to identify the general from hearing his message as it went over the wire in Morse code. Here it is. All right, how about that, children? Joel?
Oh, could you please repeat that?
All right, let's have it all again, Davy. There you are. Rennie.
Well, this is nothing that I'm sure of, but I would gather from the shortness of the word that the message might be nuts.
That's wonderful, Rennie. That's wonderful. So, identify the general. All right, Pat.
Well, that'd be General Stilwell, wouldn't it?
Oh, no, Patty. Joel.
That'd be General McAuliffe at the Bastogne.
That's right, Joel. Right. That's very, very good, kids. About a week ago, the U.N. forces were close to the 38th parallel. Mrs. Grace Henderson of St. Louis asks this question. If the United Nations forces advance that far again, do you think they should cross the 38th parallel if they can or stop there? What do you think about this, Pat?
Well, I think they certainly should cross the 38th parallel if they get another chance. I think we should do our best to finish the war as fast as we can and hope that no international complications will result. And if they do, at least we'll know where we stand.
Uh-huh.
And the enemy will anyway.
All right, Patrick. And Joel?
Well, frankly, I don't think we should cross the 38th parallel. And, in the light of the events now, I don't think we should have crossed before. Because we'd only be involving ourselves in further trouble. In order to save our honor with the Far Eastern nations, we should definitely rescue what we came to save, South Korea. We didn't sign up for North Korea, nor did we bargain to get all our armies tied up in a Asian war when Russia might be invading Europe any minute.
Uh-huh. All right, how about the rest of you kids? Would you like to participate in this discussion, or shall we go on to more questions? All right. Well, Now, here's our next question. Mrs. Arthur Beaumont of Amherst, Massachusetts, has had her imagination working overtime, kids. She wants you to suppose that a city has its streets named for the states along our northern boundary in consecutive order from west coast to east coast. Now, if a newsboy's paper route started at Washington Street and extended to Main Street, how many blocks would he walk in delivering his papers? Joel?
Well, let's see. From Washington, Idaho, it'd be one. To Montana, it'd be two. To North Dakota, it'd be three. To Minnesota, it'd be four. Wisconsin, five. Michigan.
What did you say?
Yes. Oh, you're not counting the lakes, are you?
Huh? No, no.
Oh, then it'd be to New York, five. To New Hampshire, six. And to Vermont, seven.
Well, now, wait a minute. You ended with Minnesota, and then you threw in Michigan. So Michigan is out, and you're continuing from, Wisconsin is out.
Oh.
So, from Minnesota now?
Wisconsin and Michigan are out because of the lakes, is that?
No. Wisconsin is out.
Oh, but Michigan isn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Michigan to Michigan, seven. And let's see, to New York, eight.
Huh?
Well, I don't understand. Are you counting the...
Consecutive order, from west coast to east coast, like
well,
that.
Are you counting when the lakes intervene between the state and the boundary? Are you counting that state as bounding?
No, north.
Michigan, seven. I don't know.
Are you referring up to Minnesota? And Wisconsin got out there, so
it'd be Michigan,
Wisconsin
seven.
Aside. Now let's continue after Minnesota.
Michigan, seven.
Michigan. All right.
Then New York, eight.
No.
Then Ohio, eight.
Ohio, yeah.
New York, nine. New Hampshire, Vermont, ten. New Hampshire, 11. And Maine, 12.
Well, now, wait a minute. We're still off the track here. After Ohio, we missed out on it.
Oh, you want Pennsylvania, too?
Oh, yes, we have.
All right.
That's
right.
Listen,
all right, 13
that's
minutes.
Pretty cute. How many blocks?
Well, that'd be 13, then.
Oh, no, Joel.
Oh,
there. Now, you're not thinking... Are you still thinking of Wisconsin?
Well, I don't understand whether we should count the states if the lakes intervene because...
You start off by saying Washington to Idaho.
Yeah,
that's one.
That was one. And
Montana, two.
Montana, two.
North Dakota, three.
Yeah.
Minnesota, four.
Four.
Michigan,
all
five.
All racing. Well, then it'd be 11.
Ohio, 11 is right. Absolutely right. That was a little confusing there. Now, here's the second part. We'll suppose the streets were named for the planets in the order of their distance from the sun. If the newsboy started from Venus Street and walked four blocks, on what street would he be? Pat?
Well, from Venus he'd go to Earth.
Yes.
And from Earth he'd go to Mars.
Mars.
And from Mars he'd go to Jupiter,
that's
I think.
That's right.
And from Jupiter to Uranus. Saturn.
Saturn, so
and
he
so
would
he'd be...
be
on Saturn
Street. Saturn Street, that's very, very good. You know, friends, the colds that are going around could be classed as current events, and here's something you can do about cold misery.
Take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, for fast relief from the misery of a cold, take Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers. And it's a pleasant, refreshing solution that gives welcome relief when you suffer from the unpleasant misery of a cold. Alka-Seltzer is already in solution when you drink it, ready to go to work instantly to help relieve that feverish, ache-all-over misery of a cold. Use Alka-Seltzer as a gargle, too, if your cold causes a sore throat. Just dissolve two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a quarter glass of warm water and gargle with this soothing, comforting solution. Always reach for a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer when you want fast relief from the misery of a cold. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can be worth its weight in gold when you're suffering with a cold. The first thing to do is to get a supply of Alka-Seltzer. Keep it on hand for fast cold misery relief during these cold-catching days. Now, always rely on Alka-Seltzer. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. First,
fast,
and always.
Well, let's see what our next question is. Here's one from Mr. J.W. Kane of Detroit, Michigan, kids. And you are to try making up newspaper headlines of events that took place in these years. First, in 1789. Pat?
I think that'd be Drake destroys the Spanish Armada.
Well, now wait just a minute. Joe?
Extra. Washington inaugurated as president.
That's a boy, Joel. That's right. Now, what headlines might you find in 1944? Frankie?
Well, I don't know if that would be any good, but I was pretty little in that year, but, I was born in Washington, D.C. that year, and that's the capital of the
United States. That's right! Yeah, little Frankie was born in 1944. Well, that was quite an outstanding event, Frankie. Yes, sirree. June 8th, 1944. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Well, say, yes, sir. He knows his own birthday. Well, or what am I saying here? All right, let's get along here to our next question. That was pretty cute, Frankie. Mrs. Andrew Norwalk of Buffalo, New York, points out that not only does history repeat itself, but certain events in modern history can be compared with events that happened way back in Bible times. Last week, it was announced that King Farouk of Egypt will marry a girl from the ranks of the people, a girl whose loveliness first caught his eye when she was out shopping. Now, this might be compared to what incident in the Bible? Penny?
Well, that might be when King David was on his roof, or on the top of his house, and he saw Bathsheba bathing, and he thought she was beautiful to look upon.
Uh-huh.
And then he found out that she was married to Uriah.
Yes.
And he wrote to Joab and told him to put Uriah in the front line so he might be killed. Then he could marry Bathsheba.
That's right, Penny. That's right. Well, now, in what way might Gideon's battle against the Midianites remind you of Mary Ludwig Hayes McCauley's part in the Battle of Monmouth? Pat?
Well, I think that was Molly Pitcher, and of
That's
course,
right.
in the battle
so?
Against the Midianites, Gideon threw pitchers to scare the Midianites. And
they most certainly
country.
Did. By the way, friends, don't forget that we give away wonderful Alka-Seltzer rewards every Sunday afternoon. Oh, sure. When a question is answered correctly, the Alka-Seltzer award is a fine Zenith transoceanic portable radio that gives worldwide reception no matter where you are. It's really a dandy set and one you'll be proud to own. On the other hand, when a question is missed, the Alka-Seltzer award is a Zenith television set or a large console Zenith radio phonograph combination. Now, the television set is the Zenith Buchanan, and believe me, it has everything. A new Super Range chassis to ensure the ultimate in performance. It has the sensational built-in picture magnet aerial, single knob automatic tuning, and the glare band black tube for clearer pictures. The large console radio phonograph plays all types of records and has AM and FM radio. So, if you would like to try for one of these fine Zeniths, send in a question for our radio program. Address your questions to Quiz Kids, Box Y, Chicago 77, Illinois. Now, Mrs. Ruth Watson of Portland, Oregon, reminds us that natives used to communicate their messages from tribe to tribe by drum beats. And I'm going to dress up this method a little by asking you quiz kids to identify two out of three songs by hearing the rhythm tapped out on a drum. And I have a mighty fancy little drummer here to help us. He is 10-year-old Richard Belcastro, and Richard is all set here in the middle of his drums. And here is the very first one. Joel?
Would that be the thing?
No. Richard, let's have it once more. No hands. How about it? Penny?
Would that be zing, zing, zoom, zoom?
No. No? Pretty close, though. Did we give up on this one? Well, it's, whoop-de-doo. Yeah. All right, how about this next one? Pat?
Well, that'll be the thing, I suppose.
The thing, I suppose. Yes, sir. Well, of course, I asked for two out of three. I really was in error on that. We just had the two parts. So we had a miss On the first part, I remember I told you what it was. I could, because I had it on my card here, see? Yes, sir. And that means that Mrs. Ruth Watson of Portland, Oregon, will receive one of those dandy Zenith radio phonograph combinations or a fine Zenith television set for stumping you kids on that one. Say, by the way, Richard, you really were giving us some little samples there. I'd like for all the folks to hear you really go to town on that wonderful set of drums of yours. So just give right out with whatever you want to play. Thank you very, very much, Richard, for 10 years old. Boy, you certainly can handle those drums. Now then, kids, back to our more questions. Try this one from Elizabeth Carlson of St. Paul, Minnesota. Now, just this last week, the great bard Shakespeare was quoted in the English press. Let's see whether you kids can identify the play referred to in each instance. Last week, a member of Parliament, Captain Harry Cruikshank, rose in the House of Commons and described the meat situation in Britain as muddle, muddle, toil, and muddle. Then he went on to say those on the Whitehall Heath could not also say fire burn and cauldron bubble because there is a fuel muddle as well. Rennie?
That would be referring to the first, the Macbeth witches scene, double, double toil and trouble, fire burn, cauldron bubble.
Oh, that's correct, Rennie. That's right. Macbeth. Uh-huh. Also, the English cartoonist, Vicky, pictured a scene in a certain Shakespearean play. Frenchmen are standing around discussing how courageous the British are because of their beef diet, but the Duke of Orleans remarks, "Aye, but these English are pointedly out of beef." What play is the basis for the cartoon, Rennie?
Henry V, the scene before the Battle of Agincourt. Orleans speaking to the Dauphin.
That's wonderful. That's fine. Mary Henderson of San Francisco, California suggests this one. What recent news events in the sports world do these songs suggest? Howard Peterson at the organ will give us a special rendition of each one. All right, Howard, let's have number one. Was very special, Howard. Yeah, and Patrick.
I think that'd be the Sugar Blues.
Sugar Blues, so
Sugar Ray Robinson.
That's right, Sugar Ray Robinson. Now, how about this next one? Pat.
That's I Want to Be Happy, and that'll be about Happy Chandler. He's trying to stay in his job as High Commissioner of Baseball.
And, well, who else might want to be happy? Joel?
Well, it might be Lafie, the man that they're considering as his successor.
That's right. Uh-huh. Could be. Well, now, let's see here. Now then, we're going to take some time out. while we hear about
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Remember, friends, Alka-Seltzer is the first thing to consider when you want fast relief from acid indigestion. Yes, always take Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is first choice of millions for relief from excess gastric acidity and discomfort of an upset stomach. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer brings fast relief because it's a bubbling, refreshing, effervescent solution that's ready to go to work instantly to help relieve acid-upset stomach. Yes, for fast relief from acid indigestion, always keep Alka-Seltzer handy. Alka-Seltzer is always easy to take. Just dissolve one or two tablets in a glass of water, let it fizz, then drink it. You'll like the pleasant taste it leaves in your mouth and the wonderful feeling it leaves in your stomach. First, reach for Alka-Seltzer when you want fast relief from acid indigestion. It's always dependable. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. First,
fast,
and always.
And now, kids, for this question from Margaret Bell of Boston, Massachusetts, we are to suppose you are hearing the news announced long ago by the old-time town crier in England. Franklin Ferguson, would you help me out with this, Frank?
Well, fine, Joe, but I ought to have a bell, though. You know, these town criers always had a bell.
All right, we'll use our school bell.
Hear ye, hear ye. Treaty rumored. Guthrum defeated at Edington.
All right, kids. Now, Franklin was crying the news of what event? Joel?
I believe that's when Alfred the Great defeated the Danes.
That's right. That's absolutely right, Joel. How about this next one?
Hear ye, hear ye. Jacobins and Girondists feud at National Convention.
Pat.
That would be when the French Revolution was taking place, and the Jacobins and Girondists were the two parties. And
that's very, very good, Pat. Very good. Now, here is some local news, and our town crier now speaks a different language.
Laza! Laza! Peter Jungen met sein Hand. Reda sein Land.
Frankie?
Well, won't that be in the leak in the dike when Peter put his hand in a hole in the dike where the water was coming through to ruin the land, and he saved his whole land, and everybody thought he was a great hero?
I should say so. That's right. Frankie knows all right. Thank you, Franklin Ferguson. Das war's gut. Yeah. Now, kids, most newspapers have an inquiring reporter who asks a daily question of the man in the street. It must be hard to think up new questions every day, but Mary Ann Henderson of Los Angeles, California, wants each of you quiz kids to pretend you are an inquiring reporter. Make up your own question and ask it of the other quiz kids. Pat, what kind of inquiring reporter would you make? Can you think up a question of that type?
Well, let me see.
All right.
I'd like to ask any of the kids, what's their advice for getting up on time every morning and not turning off the alarm clock when they have the urge to do it?
Oh, all right, children. Now there's food for thought, huh? How about that? You take over, Pat. You're the...
All right, Joel.
Well, my parents generally wake me up, and then I just lie in bed for 15 minutes till I can smell breakfast.
That's all right. Well, let's see. Now, how about you, Penny?
Well, Pat, what would you do if you were president? What would your foreign policy be?
My foreign policy? Well, I imagine it'd be just about as it is now. I think we're having the right foreign policy right now, with a few minor changes, of course. But...
Mm-hmm. And, Frankie, how about you, son? You got a question? Remember, now, you're an inquiring reporter, and...
Well,
make up a toughie.
I could ask it to anybody.
Oh, sure, yes. All except me. Don't ask me. Go ahead, Frankie. I'm just kidding.
Joe, do you expect to get married right after you get a... or the color draw a couple of days after or a couple of days before.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. What was that again? Let's hear that all over again.
Do you expect to get married as soon as you get out of college or a couple of days after you get out of college or a couple of days before you get out of college?
Say now.
I'm afraid I wouldn't really know now, Frankie.
Well, let's see what Rennie has for us.
Well, I'm not sure, but having had the experience of working on a high school newspaper, which religiously included an inquiring reporter column, I believe I would ask the man and woman in the street exactly what they thought the function of an inquiring reporter column was and what they would ask for questions if they had one.
Well, you see, that's what we're doing here now. We're trying to do. Pat?
We're going around in circles,
Zach. Yeah.
Well, inquiring reporter asks you, I think he has a very easy job. They sit around usually all week, or at least they do in our paper. I mean, we have very industrious people, but that isn't the point. But when they get a brainstorm, they go out and ask the questions, and they ask about 10 people, and they use 4 quotations, and the ones that are pretty good, they use.
Uh-huh. Joe?
Well, as I understood it, the main job of the inquiring reporter is actually to revise what the people whom he interviews say... Put a little more grammar in it and maybe make it expressed more. Uh-huh. Expressed better.
I see. All right. Well, how about you, Joel? If you're an inquiring reporter now, right. So you give out with a question.
Well, let's see.
Let the kids tackle.
I'd like to know, I guess, even though it isn't directed specifically at him, Pat will probably answer this, what you think of the military occupation policy in Germany, especially with regard to the war criminals let off a week or two ago.
Pat?
Well, Joe, I don't think I'd answer that right now. After all, we have just a short program.
All right, fine, kid. Now, this question here from Richard Busty of Chicago sounds like a mystery story to me. If you overheard a man say, dump that kill, then lock up the farm and put it to bed, where would you be and what would he mean? Rennie?
Well, I believe you'd have to be in a general arts craft. Lock up the kill would be referring to a ceramics kill.
Well, now, wait a minute. Pat?
Well, that might be in a newspaper office.
Well, yes, because, well, now...
Well, put it to bed means to put it to press.
And all right, and dump the kill?
Well, that would mean the thing that they aren't using, they'd throw it out.
Yes,
and
lock up the form.
Lock up the form and put it in the press.
That's a boy, Pat, that's right. You'd be in the printing shop. Well, say, kids, that was our bell, and before I give out your awards, here's an important message.
Friends, you don't need to be one of the millions of people who feel dull, pepless, below par, or who have poor appetites, poor digestion, or jumpy nerves because of a lack of essential vitamins. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins give you complete protection. They furnish your requirements of not one, not two, not three, but all vitamins known to be essential. So don't let lack of vitamins handicap you. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day and make sure of your vitamin health. Remember that name, one-a-day brand, the kind in the blue carton with the big one.
Well, I think you quiz kids did mighty well with your test on current events, past and present. And, of course, as usual, you will each receive a $100 savings bond from the makers of Alka-Seltzer to help you with your future education. Well, now, I hope we can mark all of you listeners present in class next week because we have quite a surprise coming up. Oh, yes. So try to be with us, won't you? Until next Sunday, this is Joe Kelly dismissing the quiz kids. Goodbye, kids.
Bye, Mr. Kelly.
Listen to the Quiz Kids coast to coast every Sunday afternoon. And see and hear Alka-Seltzer's Quiz Kids television show on NBC. Consult your local newspaper for time and station. This is Franklin Ferguson speaking. Or...
family fun today. It's Mr. and Mrs. Blandings and Phil Harris on NBC.